I'm Jesse Thorne. Why did Cola Scola write a bonkers, extremely fictionalized play about Mary Todd Lincoln?
Well, you know, it was 2020 and we were all so isolated. I just started doing research. But the truth is, I just thought of it.
We'll talk about that and more on Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says he's not happy with how the presidential race is shaping up. But even though he's been unsparing in his criticism of Donald Trump and has said Trump should not be president, he told CNN last night that given the choice, Trump has his vote.
I'm very disappointed that this country is stuck with this choice between two people who I don't think either of them should be president of the United States. But given that binary choice, I feel I have to choose Trump.
Barr gave a wide-ranging interview to CNN saying he believes Trump will do less damage and saying the threat to democracy lies with progressives on the left. With ongoing demonstrations against the war in Gaza and counter-protests cropping up against perceived anti-Semitism, the situation on many college campuses has been tense. The University of Texas at Austin, meanwhile, says students arrested at pro-Palestinian demonstrations this week will be allowed back to campus. Audrey McGlinchey at member station KUT reports.
UT Austin says at least two dozen people affiliated with the university were arrested Wednesday and charged with trespassing during on-campus protest against Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza. The Travis County Attorney's Office reported 57 arrests. By Friday, all trespassing charges had been dropped. A spokesperson for UT Austin initially said students arrested during the protests would not be allowed back on campus. But hours later, a spokesperson said students can return for final exams, which begin next week. Students could face discipline at a later date. I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin.
Despite the risk of arrest, students at dozens of college campuses are pledging to keep their demonstrations going. Meanwhile, faculty members at universities in California, Georgia, and Texas have either initiated or passed votes of no confidence in school leadership for calling in police. A number of devastating tornadoes struck Nebraska and Iowa yesterday, with the most powerful twister striking suburbs northwest of Omaha. NPR's Dave Mistich reports that more severe weather could be on the way across the region this morning.
A tornado that struck the Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska areas toppled a building at an industrial complex in Lancaster County. Police said three people were injured in the collapse at Gardner Industries. Dwayne Johns works at the facility and says there's simply nothing left.
Gone. No roof. No nothing. Everything's in shambles.
Jason Sunday says he served in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan, but those deployments don't compare to the experience of having his home flattened in the Omaha suburb of Elkhorn, only a month after he and his family had moved in.
The noise was so loud. I'm not too afraid to admit it. I was crying like a baby.
The National Weather Service says today's forecast remains ominous as well, with the risk of severe storms across the Midwest. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Stocks rallied this week thanks to strong earnings from top technology companies. Both the S&P and the NASDAQ had their best week since November, but trading was volatile. NPR's Rafael Nam has more.
Optimism about earnings helped markets recover from a tough stretch recently. Microsoft and Alphabet, the parent company of Google, both posted better-than-expected earnings. That optimism helped all three major indexes, including the Dow Jones, gain for the week. But it wasn't all positive in terms of sentiment. Investors were concerned by data showing the economy growing a little slower than expected in the previous quarter. And other reports indicated inflation is running hotter than expected. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
A United Auto Workers strike has been averted. UAW President Sean Fain said last night that Daimler Truck has agreed to a new labor contract that covers more than 7,300 hourly workers at six facilities across the South. Daimler makes Freightliner and Western Star trucks and also Thomas-built buses. The Daimler deal was struck just 3 weeks before votes on whether to join the UAW are to be held at a Mercedes plant in Alabama. Today is Freedom Day in South Africa. The country is marking 30 years since the election in 1994, in which black South Africans voted for the first time free of white minority rule. The previously banned African National Congress won overwhelmingly, and Nelson Mandela became South Africa's first black president. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.